How does error find its way into the church? I've written an article in the latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal titled From Exception to Rule, How Error Replaces Truth in the Church, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jordan Cooper details his journey from Calvinism to Lutheranism. The latest Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org. Well, it's that time again. Every Friday, as often as we can, we like to play a little game with our listeners. Issues, etc. Soundbite of the week. It's a simple game. It doesn't involve any complicated rules. It's just you listening to four soundbites from this week's Issues, etc. audio. We go back and we listen for the best that we have, and we bring it forward in soundbite form for you to listen to. All we ask that you do is listen and then give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote for the soundbite that you think should be soundbite of the week. Your reasons are your own. You can agree, disagree, find it remarkable for any number of reasons. We want to know who you are, which soundbite you're voting for, where you listen, and why you're picking your pick for soundbite of the week. 877-623-MY-IE. 877-623-MY-IE. Talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. We've got four, and they're a pretty big variety here, beginning with the NASCAR prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for all your blessings. You said in all things give thanks. So we want to thank you tonight for these mighty machines that you brought before us. Thank you for the Dodges and the Toyotas. Thank you for the Fords. And most of all, we thank you for Roush and Yates partnering to give us the power that we see before us tonight. Thank you for GM Performance Technology and the R07 engines. Thank you for Sunoco Racing Fuel and Goodyear Tires that bring performance and power to the track. Lord, I want to thank you for my smoking hot wife tonight, Lisa. My two children, Eli and Emma, or as we like to call them, the Little E's. Lord, I pray you bless the drivers and use them tonight. May they put on a performance worthy of this great track. In Jesus' name, boogity, 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 amen.
All right, that's soundbite number one. If you think it should be soundbite of the week, all you need to do is give us a call live this Friday afternoon, July the 29th, 877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The best vote for soundbite of the week this week will get the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Colleen Carol Campbell. She asks, where is the Casey Anthony kind of outrage over abortion?
If it's a human life, and we believe that human life should not be snuffed out for the convenience of parents, then we should take all that outrage that we've directed at Casey Anthony and spread it around a little and look at our abortion laws, the one we countenance every day, and we kind of yawn and keep flipping our remote to the next case, to look for the next great villain who can embody everything we hate about our culture when we are quietly acquiescing to an abortion regime that's killing many more children than Casey Anthony ever could.
All right, that's soundbite number two. If you want to vote for it, just send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or visit the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from a sermon that we reviewed from Pastor Stephen Parks. It was about how nothing can separate you from the love of God that is yours in Christ Jesus. And he answers the question, why then do Christians suffer?
I know that you've suffered. I know many of you are suffering even now. But in any case, our sufferings remind us of a time when suffering will be no more. Our tribulations point us forward to the time when tribulation will be no more. And our distress prompts us to remember that we're strangers and pilgrims here. And we look forward to the time when distress will give way to comfort, eternal comfort in Christ. Because of Jesus, you're free. Because of his suffering and his death, you're forgiven. Because of Jesus, you can say along with Paul, "For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Nothing can separate you from Christ, your Savior, and for that reason, nothing can separate you from God's grace, God's mercy, God's forgiveness, God's love. No person, no circumstance, no scenario whatsoever can snatch you away from your Savior, Jesus.
That's soundbite number 3, Pastor Stephen Parks, "Why Do Christians Suffer?" If you think it should be Issues, Etc., soundbite of the week, then give us a call right now, 877-623-6943. Or send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote, in fact, because here's the last soundbite for your consideration, soundbite number 4. Dr. Gary Zeroth talking about the danger of telling your kids Jesus is in your heart.
When a child is taught that, you know, Jesus is in your heart, well, that's a true statement. We don't dwell on that necessarily in the Lutheran Church. We know that the kingdom of God is within you, but I've heard parents dwell on that kind of a teaching, and I pulled them aside and said, you know, that's okay, but if you keep repeating that, the child's going to grow up and learn that they don't have to go to church, because the primary place and the primary context to hear God is in church. If Jesus is in our heart, then we really don't have a reason to go and listen, do we? And so what I'm trying to say is that we need to teach our children that the primary context for faith formation begins in the home, but it's also carried over, especially on Sunday in the divine worship service.
That's soundbite number 4, Dr. Gary Zeroth, "The Danger of Telling Your Kids Jesus Is in Your Heart." There are all 4 soundbites for you. We're going to take a break, give you a chance to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, and vote for the soundbite of your choice for Issues, Etc., soundbite of the week, 877-623-MY-IE, talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love.
After more than 20 years, we thought we'd bring you some fresh new ideas for Raging Rivers Water Park. Try this. Raging Rivers, home of the awesome wave pool. Not bad. Raging Rivers does have an awesome wave pool. But what about the Endless River, Body Flume, Swamp Hole, Treehouse Harbor, Itty Bitty, Surf City, and more? How about Raging Rivers? It's closer than you think. Well, it is just a short scenic drive from anywhere in the Metro St. Louis area. What else? Raging Rivers, affordable fun in the sun. Raging Rivers, the family fun destination. Raging Rivers, a great place for teens. Raging Rivers, open daily on the Great River Road in Grafton, Illinois. You know, these are all wonderful, but they just don't capture the essence of Raging Rivers. The thrills, the relaxation, the absolute ultimate water park experience. Guess there's only one way to say it. Raging Rivers, it's cool when it's hot. Save $3 off the regular admission price with coupons available at your Schnucks.
Independent and in the black for 3 years and running. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit the CLCC.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Issues, Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues, Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's your chance to win the much-coveted LPR bundle package by voting for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number live this Friday afternoon, July the 29th, 877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here is something magnificent from the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July. It actually goes nicely with one of our sound bites. It talks about how the church suffers. And this is Dr. Ken Sherb writing in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July. He says, it should come to no surprise to us that the church suffers, for where God's word is preached, accepted, or believed, and produces fruit, there the Holy Cross cannot be missing. He says, the devil means to suppress the gospel, so he causes all manner of trouble for the church. He may think he is the only one working through these troubles, but God works through them too, for a different reason. Just a little taste of the excellent theology that is found in our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July called The Christian's Mission by Dr. Ken Sherb. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. We have four sound bites for you on this Friday afternoon. The first one is the NASCAR prayer, now famous on YouTube, 1-877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number two is Colleen Carroll Campbell. Where is the outrage, the kind of outrage that we found in the Casey Anthony case over abortion for 35 years in our country, she asks. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Stephen Parks. Why do Christians suffer? He says, they suffer so that we might be reminded of the time coming when all suffering will be gone. And soundbite number four, Dr. Gary Zeroth on the dangers of telling your kids Jesus is in your heart. 877-623-MYIE, talk back at issuesetc.org or the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. First up, Scott in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for that partially tacky, completely juvenile, yet delightfully bold prayer offered at Talladega Vespers. Personally, I thank God for a 13-year-old minivan that reminds me daily that we're all beggars.
Very nice. Scott, thank you for your vote. What about the rest of you? Voting for Soundbite of the Week, 877-623-MYIE. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Paul is in High Ridge, Missouri, and he's voting for Soundbite number two. He says, we get angry at what we think is an injustice in a trial, but forget that in God's mind, it is an injustice to take unborn life. We forget that it was the early Christians who saved unwanted children from the Roman and Greek death by being thrown into the river or trash. Our emotions are all over the place, but where they should be. And he's quite right. Paul, thank you very much. He votes for soundbite number two, Colleen Carroll Campbell, asking, where is the Casey Anthony outrage over the outrage of abortion? Alan in Fort Morgan, Colorado, votes for soundbite number three. My reason, he says, is that this is one of the best parts of having faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Nothing can separate you from God. Alan, thanks for listening in Colorado out there in Fort Morgan. Our email address on this Friday afternoon for your votes for Soundbite of the Week, talkback at issuesetc.org, and our in-studio phone number, 877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Becky listens in Spring, Texas. She votes for soundbite number three. She says, we can never tire of hearing that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. When Pastor Parks was a vicar at our church, he helped with the funeral service of my stepson. Over and over, we were comforted with those words. To this day and every day, they still speak to us. That is a great reason to vote for soundbite number 3. Becky, thank you very much for listening in Spring, Texas. By the way, Pastor Stephen Parks was, I think, among very few to qualify as a guest for Issues, Etc., while still a vicar in Spring, Texas. Wasn't even a pastor yet, and all these years later, he's still proving to be an excellent guest. Still time for your vote. Our Facebook page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our phone number and phone callers get top priority, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to talk about the legacy of Terry Schindler Schiavo. Colleen Carroll Campbell will be our guest. Also Monday, Warren Jeffs and polygamy. He's finally going to trial. Can you believe that? And we'll talk about Warren Jeffs' famous polygamist and Mormon, Jill Rishi of Walter Martin Ministries, will be our guest Monday on Issues Etc. John in Clifton, Colorado has a vote. My vote would be for soundbite number 4, Dr. Gary Zeroth. My reason for that is because Dr. Zeroth hits upon one of the most dangerous teachings in Christianity. It eventually leads you not only not to go to church and read and hear God's word, as Dr. Zeroth mentions, it creates a false hope in a new gospel and a new means of grace that exists entirely in you. Then it's like Buddhism or any other false religion that puts significance in you and not in Christ and Him crucified for you. Great vote for Soundbite of the Week, John in Clifton, Colorado. Well, that makes the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, by your votes, Soundbite number 3, Pastor Stephen Parks, answering the question, why do Christians suffer?
I know that you've suffered. I know many of you are suffering even now, but in any case, our sufferings remind us of a time when suffering will be no more. Our tribulations point us forward to the time when tribulation will be no more. And our distress prompts us to remember that we're strangers and pilgrims here. And we look forward to the time when distress will give way to comfort, eternal comfort in Christ. Because of Jesus, you're free. Because of His suffering and His death, you're forgiven. Because of Jesus, you can say along with Paul, for I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate you from Christ, your Savior, and for that reason, nothing can separate you from God's grace, God's mercy, God's forgiveness, God's love. No person, no circumstance, no scenario whatsoever can snatch you away from your Savior, Jesus.
That's winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, Pastor Stephen Parks, Why Christians Suffer and the Comfort in the Midst of That Suffering. Thanks for all your votes. Becky in Spring, Texas, we're going to send you the LPR bundle package. So you need to send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Thanks to Becky and everybody else who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, and that's what Soundbite of the Week is, kind of a little review of everything that was there for you to listen to, please consider making a tax-deductible gift this weekend. You can make a secure online donation at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's the address again, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. We always thank you for listening. We love it when you listen, and we especially thank you for keeping us in mind during the challenging summer months. When you go to church, we always ask you, when you go to church this weekend, to promote Issues Etc. with the people you find there in the pew next to you, out in the narthex. We've given you another way to help promote Issues Etc. It's something you should remember to do Saturday night. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support. Right there in the middle of the page, all you have to do is download and print off the bulletin board flyer. It's 8.5 by 11. You take it to church the next day, you put it on the church's bulletin board, or if you have more than one, put it on all the church's bulletin boards. That will help promote Issues, etc. in your congregation. Or you can also download our Issues, etc. business cards right there at the same support page, issuesetc.org. There are 10 business cards per regular sheet of paper. The lines are there for you to cut along. You can take it. It has all the contact information. Hand it out at church, hand it out wherever you go, and help promote Issues, etc., with everyone you know, and thanks in advance for doing so. Monday on Issues, etc., we'll talk with Jill Rishi of Walter Martin Ministries about Warren Jeffs, the famous polygamist now going to trial, his polygamy and his Mormonism. Also on Monday, we'll discuss the legacy of Terry Schindler Schiavo with St. Louis Post-Dispatch columnist Colleen Carol Campbell. Discover, by the way, that her legacy continues in a real way. Hundreds of cases similar to hers since her death in 2005. Hundreds. And the Schindler family continues to work with the families and the victims of those deaths. Pastor Parks put it so well. Of course, he's only borrowing from St. Paul. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. If we're trusting in some sort of generalized love of God, it's easy to get separated from that. Your feelings can do that. But when that love is founded in the life and the blood and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it's true. Nothing can separate you from that. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.